at that tree carved up and hauled away.
Whoa, hello.
Some of these people who work for the government couldn't do that if their lives depended on it.
You know, in all honesty, I don't think nothing's going to get better, but in all honesty, they might as well let Humpback in, man. Screw it. You know what I'm saying?
Howdy.
Fuck it. They might as well let Humpback in.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
They might as well let Dude. See, dude, let him back in. Might as well, man. Fuck it.
What are you up to?
You know what I'm saying?
What, Aaron?
Fuck you.
What are you up to?
Yeah, might as well let Humpback in.
Pizza rolls for supper, and I've been kind of feeling a little bit, kind of yucky today. I slept until like 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then I got up and I had some lunch, took a shower and stuff like that. Because it was weird. I woke up at like 2:30 in the morning, and I had to like pee big time. And then I noticed I would touch my legs, I touched my arms, my chest and stuff, and I was hot.
Oh my goodness.
I had a big time fever going on. And then even here, just a little while ago, I was outside talking to my neighbor, and I was telling him about, how I was. And he put his hand on my forehead, and he said, you still feel really warm, he goes. I don't know if I'm coming down with something, or if this is maybe a delayed reaction to the flu shot or the pneumonia shot. Because depending on the type of vaccine it is, if it's live virus or if it's dead virus, that kind of thing, sometimes that can have an effect. Like sometimes when you get vaccinated, you will get a mild version of whatever it is. And it's like very mild. It lasts like maybe a day or two, and then that's it. And it's gone, and that's... Because what's going on is your body is reacting to it. Mm-hmm. Your body is reacting to this organism that's been put into your body. And it's saying, wait a minute here, we can't have that. So then your body goes and it does what it's supposed to do, which is it cranks up the heat and it brings out your little warrior cells, T cells.
Knock it out.
To attack whatever it is. And basically, that's what your body's reacting, doing what it's supposed to do. Well, sometimes when you get a vaccination, sometimes you do have a very mild symptom of whatever it is because your body is finally realizes, okay, this thing is here, and so that it kind of goes on the warpath. But like in live virus vaccines, they do something to it so it's not able to replicate. Mm-hmm. Like what the deal is. But it's your body will generate antibodies. That's what happens when you start feeling those symptoms. Is that's your body doing that, making the antibodies and all that. And I did have a pneumonia shot and a flu shot. I don't know, at least a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
for sure. So it could be that. Could be. Who knows what?
Yeah, that's why I don't go through that stuff. I do not want to go through that stuff. My wife had that COVID stuff and hit that bed like she was drunk in the son of a bitch. I'm like, well, she was moaning her money and guts out. I told her, don't you take no more of that stuff. Was something else.
I'm not against vaccines. I actually, because one thing I look at is I look at the fact that we don't have smallpox anymore. Well, smallpox is out on its own. It was because